Now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Help, Bubble!
You know, here on the wet coast, where we don't tan, we rust, the amount of blazing hot sunshine we receive per year can be counted in minutes. And so there's really no point in getting air conditioning. But during those times, if you're like me and you're working in a home studio and you're trying to record a podcast and you're doing so with all the hatches battened down because you want that good quality sound, well, I'm telling you, I'm schwitzing bullets right now. My name is Cal Coat, and Patricia Fraser, your regular host for Kilt in a Twist, is probably not doing much better, although she does have air conditioning. She's in Kingston visiting her sister, helping her post-surgery, and they are going through a heat wave in Ontario right now. So we wish Patricia and her sister Colleen all the best, and she'll be back with you next week. Meantime, let's rosin up the bow with Henrik Jansberg from Denmark and Jaggerin from Kilt in a Twist.
cry out the choir, cry unto me.
Well, you can bet Peter Gabriel has air conditioning in his Real World Studios, where this was produced. Brand new music to your ears, an amazing album. It features Stuart McCallum, who is the guitar player with Cinematic Orchestra. This is a guy who really knows about his textures and atmospheres. Together with singer Rihanna Connolly, they are from Manchester, and they are called The Breath. The album is called Carry Your Kin. What we heard was Antwerp. Neat stuff, huh? This Prince Edward Island Gaelic singer was chosen as the best in the Royal National Maud in Scotland. Patricia Murray and her Weaving Lilt from Celt in a Twist.
Do some model now. Surely you must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Well, the summer months are a great time to explore the rest of supernatural British Columbia, like Vancouver Island, August 13th at the French Marine Pub in Parksville. Bringing more than a pint of fervor and charm, the Clans are a lively Celtic rock band from Vancouver Island, drawing their influences from traditional and modern music from the likes of Flogging Molly and the Pogues. The Clans are known for their spirited and fun shows that entertain fans of all ages. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com. We heard from the Ducks with 10 Strings and a Goatskin last week. Just around the corner, they're back with us with a song that we'll dedicate to the Olympic Games in Rio. It features the songwriting of Carlinhos Brown in a Brazilian melody called Magdalena. That's next on this episode of Celt in a Twist. My name is Cal Cote.
Traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é um dia de sol, alegria de coiô e curtir o verão. Calango, lango do calango da pretinha, tu canta tu salmundinha pra senhora se lembrar daquele tempo que vivia lá na roça com meu filho na barriga, outra filha pra cria. Calango, lango do calango da pretinha, tu canta tu salmundinha pra senhora se lembrar daquele tempo que vivia.
Yeah.
another pristine real-world recording from Ninebach, a Welsh band, and their sophomore album. The title track is called Anion. Before that, The Ducks, and nice job on the Portuguese. Magalena is the name of that track. Here is Gaelic Storm, and something I've always wondered about. It's called the Mechanical Bull. Now, when a mechanical bull does its business, do you end up with like a lot of bolts and nuts and hydraulic fluid on the floor? Is that the way it works? Celtic trad, and it wasn't half bad. but you'd kind of like a chart with songs young at heart. Like a contemporary list from Kilt in a Twist. Check out our monthly top 10 at worldbeatcanada.com. It's Celtic with an old soul for the young at heart.
But you can't be young forever. That's against the laws of the universe.
You've got your Kilt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
There's a ghost in our house. It's watching me, watching you. It sees everything we are. The secrets we've hidden from view. It's not death we fear, it's mediocrity. Not dying, but fading away. It's the will to do more than just exist. It's the chance we missed, it's the chance we missed. There's a ghost in our house. There's a ghost in our house.
Well, who are you going to call? Mary Hell, of course. There's a ghost in our house. From the third album by the English New Folk Troupe. Before that, we heard from Gaelic Storm and the Mechanical Bull. Here is Ian Morrison. He's a Scottish singer-songwriter. He started his musical careers playing the small pipes. Following in his dad's footsteps, he's since branched out and penning his own material. This one is To the Horizon, Sir, from Kilt in a Twist. Sleep, there's a different light. horizon and beyond. This is the leading edge of contemporary Celtic music expression. It is Celt in a twist. My name is Cal Coat, filling in for Patricia Fraser. As we gaze upon the horizon, we see new English folk from Spiro coming up. Sketch, more music from the Isle of Skye. Eugene Ripper is going to rip into the banks of Newfoundland. And Jim Moray brings us a cosmic Celtic. It's all straight ahead on this edition of Celt in a Twist. My name is Cal Coat.
Thank you.
Former Pete Bogg Fairies drummer and programmer Ian Copeland formed Sketch, and they are now two albums deep with the release of Highland Times. That was Falte, which is actually Irish Gaelic for welcome. Welcome to the program. This is Cal Cote. I'm filling in for Patricia Fraser for just one more program. She should be back with you next week. We heard Spiro before that and Heart's Ease, a chamber approach to English folk. Here is Eugene Ripper. He's from the East Coast and a traditional shanty with some electronic textures that he's put in there. It's called Banks of Newfoundland from Celt in a Twist.
All you Western laborers, I'll have you all beware that when you're aboard a packing ship, no dungaree jumpers wear. Always have a monkey jacket there by your command, thinking of the cold nor'westers off the banks of Newfoundland. One Lynch from Ballynahinch, Jim Murphy and Mikey Moore. It was out in the winter of 62 that these boys, they suffered so. They pawned their clothes in Baltimore. They sold them out of hand, not thinking of the cold nor'westers the banks of Newfoundland.
We'll rub her around and scrub her down with holy stone and sand. We'll bid fair due to the virgin rocks off the banks of Newfoundland.
I lay in my bunk one night, I was dreaming all alone. I dreamt I was in Liverpool, in my home sweet home, with my true love beside me and a jug of ale in hand. I woke quite broken hearted the banks of Newfoundland. Off the banks of Newfoundland.
We'll rub her around and scrub her down with holy stone and sand. We'll bid fair due to the virgin rocks off the banks of Newfoundland. Scrub her down with holy stone and sand. We'll bid fair due to the virgin rocks off the banks of Newfoundland. We'll be right back.
From the banks of Newfoundland to Paddy's green shamrock shore, we've got you covered on both sides of the pond. It is Celt in a Twist. My name is Cal Coat. An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day. Our Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day is Three Black Feathers by Jim Morey. But first, this thought to ponder from American transgressional journalist Chuck Palahniuk, who says, "Sticking feathers up your butt does not make you a chicken."
The moon is ever, ever watching. It watches us, all field and fen. For this is only one man's story within a tale of many men. Oh, Sally at her bedroom window stands where she stood for 3 years past. I fear my true love is lost in battle, and I'm wondering how long love can last. The church bells toll to tell of midnight, with three bold knocks at Sally's door. And quickly she has risen upright, saying, "Who's this calls at so late an hour?" And there he stood, her own true lover, brave and sharp eyes shining through. Sing, smile on me, love, and I'll not deny thee, for I have returned this night to you. What was the promise when I departed? I said that when the bullets flew, that I'd return, just like the blackbird, safe back to share my whole life with you. He's led her up to her bedchamber, and bending knelt down where she lay. Rest here in my arms forever, for I must be gone for the break of day. And so she sleeps and dreams she sees him, all by her window lit by the moon. Saying, "I must be gone, love, ere the rise of the sun, love. I fear you've loved and lost too soon." So Sally startled has awoken, raven sharp eyes shining through. But all that's left are three black feathers and the bright morn so crisp and new.
and fare thee well to Ireland, the land of my native home. Breaks my heart far to see friends part and send the teardrops fall. On my way to America, will I ever see home once more? I'm leaving behind no one I love, Paddy's green shamrock shore. The ship she lies in anchor, standing by the quay. My fortune bright shine down each night, so we sail out over the sea. Many ships have been lost, many lives have cost on the journey that lies before. With a tear in my eye, I'm bidding goodbye to Paddy's green shamrock shore.
If I could sing Irish Celtic music, I would want a voice like Keith Robertson. That is the Young Dubliners in Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Chalcopyrite Communications. Altan takes us home with The Wheels of the World. Patricia Fraser is back with you next week. I gotta go crack a window. My name is Cal Coat.